underneath a back corner, a faraway corner of the fence.
Authorities say the teens staying at the center have committed at least three felonies. The Hamas terrorist group has gotten a positive bump in popularity since the 50-day war with Israel. An opinion poll among Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip said that 61% of Palestinians would choose a terrorist leader for president if they held an election for the president of the Palestinian state today. That number was 41% back in June. The current president, Mohammed Abbas, only received 31% in the vote. USA Radio News, I'm...
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here, Jim Network, speaking from the hills, looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. What most people don't understand is that the media in America is rigidly controlled by a small group. Six major corporations control 90% of the media outlets, and that's well covered in the book we have called The New Media Monopoly, and we recommend you get it, and understand that there is a group that controls the media, and the same people control the banking, control the major corporations, or control the educational system, largely control what the American people think and believe. And they're using that position, of course, to bring about the one world government. They focus our attention on the phony wars over there in the Middle East. Who do you think finances the Islamic terrorist movement? Why, we do, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you have to have an enemy. Otherwise, people would begin looking at what's going on here in America and realize that America is under attack from within. Well, with us this morning is Deborah Tavares, certainly one of the finest researchers we have. She's come up with some amazing new information. I'll let Deborah tell you about what she has discovered. Deborah, good to have you with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. I'm really planning to spend the bulk of this time with you today on the water policies that we have discovered globally. Our team has attended many local water meetings here in Northern California. And in the preparation for being well prepared, we have fallen into global water plans. And I can only tell you this is beyond chilling. And I'm going to get into that, but I first wanted to alert everyone that's listening to a new post on stopthecrime.net. That is our website, stopthecrime.net. And for anyone that is listening that is unable to download any of the items on our website for free, because they're all free downloads, you can contact the print shop that we have set up, and they will mail you, for the cost of printing and shipping, any document that you would request by calling area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. Now, Dr. Stam, I'm not certain if you've covered this on your show previously or not, but I thought I would throw this out before I get into the water conversation. We discovered several months ago that the Center for Disease Control and Protection has quite a bit on their website about zombies, and that is posted on stopthecrime.net. You can also, for those that are listening, just type in the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, on zombies. But what we most recently discovered is that the Pentagon has a plan for zombies, and it's a plan, it's called CONOP, all caps, CONOP, 8888, so 4 8s, CONOP, and then 4 8s, 8888. And what has, of course, occurred, Dr. Stan, is we do have a secret shadow government that is sadly has the reins of the United States, and under deception of a representative government is literally driving us off the cliff, again, under the illusion of representation, when in fact it is all commerce. It's all based on business. But the zombie aspect is very important to understand, because they have secret bioweapons that can produce zombie-like behavior. And one version is a gene-modified rabies-type virus, and which, of course, can occur with a common cold. And another is purely hallucinogenic-based BZ derivatives, and it turns the masses violent when sprayed as an aerosol. Now, many of us have heard in the past couple of years the zombie attacks. Certainly there was a horrific attack in Florida. You can search that for yourself. There have been multiple attacks. In fact, just a few weeks ago, here in Northern California, now I can't say that this was a zombie, but a man was driving recklessly on one of our major roads, pulled over, hit a guardrail, gets out of his car, strips down naked, and starts running through the traffic, and he was subdued by police. Now, again, we're going to see erratic behavior as they continue to use these biological weapons on us, and they have all been tested, and some on us publicly. And there are a number of articles that I would recommend people go to look into this further. You can find an article on Veterans Today and type in American Zombies. And it was important that this was written actually a couple of years ago. It's important that the article was censored for some months and had to be republished. So, again, the Pentagon document lays out a battle plan against zombies. And the link for that is, of course, on stopthecrime.net, but you can also just type in CONOP 8888. And you'll find that the Pentagon has prepared for a scenario in which Americans are about to be overrun by flesh-eating invaders. And they do training in this, and you can see the videos on that website. But now I want to jump into what we have discovered globally with the water. And this is very concerning. Everyone needs to pay attention and get this information out far and wide. I'm going to just go to a recent article that was released on August 30th of 2014, again, August 30th, and this was released by a congressman, Kevin Cramer, and he found some maps that were developed in secret by the EPA for expanding water regulation on streams and water bodies. And he discovered this only because he was a member he was a member of the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. And the map shows that bodies of water in blue on these maps, and there are bodies of waters indicated in yellow. And in some areas, such as North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and Utah, the blue covers much of the state.
Well, that's thoughtful. The thoughtful is talking about.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed, custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Control of the water. And basically, of course, they've created a drought. How have they created the drought? They have the ability to control the weather. They've been working these things for a long period of time. They can do it with aerial spraying, with contrails, possibly with the HARP. But they admit that they know how to control the weather. And now they're using the drought that is upon certain parts of our country to justify controlling the groundwater. And when they control the water, they control you, ladies and gentlemen. They control you. Right ahead, Deborah.
Absolutely. This is weaponized weather warfare, and they are using it to advance agendas that have been in place for a long time with secret shadow government think tanks. So this isn't a plan that just rolled out. It has been in the making for quite some time. And the fact that this congressman only recently discovered that the EPA had secret plans to take over the water supply is not surprising. Sadly, many of the representatives in our government are unaware that they are in a corporate structure. They don't understand that they are not even part of the decision-making body of USA Inc. Most important to understand as I discuss this water grab, which is horrific, it's going to redefine where we are forced to move as Americans within our country. It's going to be certainly eliminating private property ownership, as we'll see as I go through some of these documents. But the first and foremost, it's most important to understand, and it'll help you to understand when you come across these documents, that everything is based on business, doing business, commerce. These large corporate institutions that have seized our country and that have been posing as a government, of course, are not. And it's all about business. And I would recommend that everybody listen to a YouTube video that we posted. We had an emergency town hall meeting here in Northern California where we laid out how the local city councils and your local county board of supervisors are all incorporated, and we'll show you the documents that support that. You can go to YouTube and type in "Who is running America?" and the climate action plans. Again, "Who is running America?" That will get you to the YouTube. But I want to jump back into water, but based on the fact that it's most important that everyone understand, it's a market. It's a way in which large global corporations are going to seize and market the water supply. So here we just have the shock of a House member just released on August the 30th talking about this map that was developed by the EPA, and it was released to the House committee, and it says investigating controversial proposed water regulation should have citizens' concern, says Representative Kevin Kramer. Quote, "It's certainly alarming that the EPA would develop these maps in secret and only release them after being confronted by members of Congress. The EPA has been hiding information which could upset public and jeopardize its massive power grab of unprecedented authority over private public water." So what I want to add is a quote from the EPA as the congressman approached the EPA, and the officials said this, quote, "Let us be very clear. These maps have nothing to do with EPA's proposed rule over any regulatory purpose." The EPA spokeswoman told Fox News, "The EPA has regulatory," this is what the EPA is saying, "the EPA has regulatory authority over U.S. waterways, but it's unclear how that authority extends to non-permanent bodies of water. In New Mexico, one landowner has already experienced the federal government attempting to regulate wetlands that aren't always wet. And in 2013, a landowner was prohibited by federal authorities who cited the Clean Water Act from cleaning out a dry creek bed." And there's so much more. Now here, just a few days ago, California has advanced the bill that has been in the wings. Lawmakers passed the first California groundwater rule. Now they're saying that because of the worst drought in a generation, it's pushed California lawmakers to overhaul the state's long-standing pump-as-you-please groundwater under a package of bills lawmakers sent to Governor Jerry Brown on Friday. Now you've got to understand, Governor Brown was part of initiating these plans. He's going to sign it. What we have here in California is absolutely a privatization plan launched by the bankers. And when we were researching for a local meeting here last week, we came across the fact that Goldman Sachs and Rothschild have global water seizure plan. They plan to market the water. And in fact, in January of 2012, out of Davos, Switzerland, there was a press release that identified the fact that the World Bank, Coca-Cola, Rothschild, and Nestle were planning secretly to privatize the global water supply because they know that the market is enormous for water. So when you look at everything being run as a market, as a business, you see, and you can find policies that you would otherwise not be able to find, such as typing in water market, USA. You will be stunned at the admissions in this report that comes out of Oxford, England. There's also reports coming out of the United States that are well known, that they plan and have been planning to sell the water supply within our country. This means harvesting the water on all private properties. We're seeing this advance quickly now across the country. We're seeing farmers unable to plant as they would normally be able to plant because of restrictions on water. here now again in California. The law that they are getting ready to pass is going to massively restrict groundwater well pumping. And this will, of course, impact rural residential property owners. They're citing that it's the rural residential well owners that are pumping more water than even the vineyards. Now, it's important to understand here in California, we have a heavy, heavy Rothschild influence in the vineyards. In fact, when you type in our utility up here, which is Pacific Gas and Electric, type in PG&E and Rothschild. You will find that Rothschild is on the board of PG&E. PG&E was set up as the example utility to push forward seizures of all measures of resources, not only gas and electricity, but also water. And they work together with the EPA, as the U.S. Water Market Report divulges. In fact, they say that the EPA is the lead agency to centralize sustainable rules on the local water companies that will impoverish them. They will, our local water agencies will be unable to meet the EPA criteria and standards for mitigating biological problems with the fish, etc. In fact, our local water company has had to invest millions in putting in a fish ladder along one of our rivers. And this is the way in which they are reducing the ability of over 50,000 private water agencies in the United States. In fact, they cite that 50,000 water agencies in the United States as being the problem to get into the water market here, because we have private water agencies, and they're doing a good job, they tell us, in what they're serving us. But that is disallowing the insertion of globalization in the United States. And so what they plan is to work with the EPA on policies that will eliminate our ability and our private water agencies to continue functioning. And they said that because of the drought, I'm actually going to read some of the quotes exactly out of this Water Market USA executive summary. It's chilling.
Who wrote this executive summary?
It came out of Oxford, England, and it is the basis of several water reports that are also available online that exist in the United States. All levels of government are de facto, and this is why this is happening. We are being pillaged and plundered now by corporate construct that people are not recognizing, and this is how we are being devoured. It's by corporations. And the EPA is a corporation for profit. And, of course, what we have to realize is that when you are a corporation and you have to meet profit goals, you're not able to address the needs of the people. And that's what we're seeing. We're literally being mowed over by a corporate structure that, again, people need to understand as the basis of our reality in order to move forward and create any kind of resistance against this. Because what we're seeing is statutory rules and regulations that are corporate. Statutes are corporations' rules upon us that we never voted for. And this is why everything that's occurring now in our country, which has been since 1933, is coming out of the executive branch via executive orders. These executive orders are put in place to serve the corporate structure. So I would recommend everyone go to stopthecrime.net, go to our USA Inc. link, USA Inc. link, and read the Clearfield Doctrine, very short, important to understand that, of course, when America's monetary system was seized, we no longer were a sovereign government. And this is the Clearfield Trust Company versus the United States in 1942. And the Clearfield Doctrine tells us that when private commercial paper, which is, of course, our debt notes, is used by a corporate government, because The documents tell us that we are USA Inc. And the government loses its sovereignty status and becomes a private corporation. And Senate Report 93549, that's Senate Report 93549, will tell you exactly this. So let's just move forward, except the fact.
I have the witness will tell us that the United States federal government is a corporation. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's listed on Dun & Bradstreet. It's rather chilling, of course, when you type in Dun & Bradstreet and you type in United States of America, Inc., it shows up. So does the EPA. So does the FCC. These are corporate agencies that are literally put together by our de facto government to advance the agenda to seize all power on all levels. And this is what we're seeing now. Many people, of course, refer to this as UN Agenda 21 policies, which, of course, is how they've become to be known. But it's important to understand these policies are coming right out of the White House, out of the executive branch, via executive orders. There's no mystery here at all. And we are literally being taken. As I said earlier, we're being pillaged and plundered right now. And they're going after the water supply globally. But in the United States, it's full on bore. We're seeing the efforts now with the corporate agencies that include all your water boards, etc. Going forward here, we just attended a meeting. The Russian River, which is a river here in Northern California that runs near Bohemian Grove, for those that are familiar with Bohemian Grove, it's a place where the elite meet on an annual basis. And there's this river called the Russian River. And they've just announced that there is human feces and animal feces in the water, and that they're looking at septic systems as being the culprit. So this is a way in which to literally move off people on country rural properties, because now they're claiming that the septic systems are leaching into the water supply.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And this morning, Deborah, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your information, so they can verify what you're saying is true, that they suspended the Constitution back in 1933, and since then, America has been operating as under a corporate structure. How can people get to your website and verify the information?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. They can go to www.stopthecrime.net. Again, that is www.stopthecrime.net, and go to the USA Inc. link. USA Inc. link. You can also watch the YouTube video that we posted. We have recommended material also that people can refer to. This is all written in government legislation. This is nothing new. Again, the YouTube is called Who is Running America? Who is Running America? Most important to get past that hurdle, because once we do, we start seeing the government for what it really is. It is a private business conducting business. All of our cities, all the agencies are incorporated, even the school boards. This is why Common Core curriculum has advanced against the will of many people. This is why these plans have been able to be launched so many years ago, because of the educational system. We've all been brainwashed to the degree that we find ourselves where we are now, and it is becoming, as I say so often, extremely dangerous and very, very predatory. And we've got to acknowledge our reality in order to empower ourselves to do anything about this, and certainly to not consent, because the corporate structure relies on the illusion that is a representative government. It relies on the conformity of the people to believe that it's representation, and it is not. Once the people realize the truth, then the gig is over, because you will realize that the statutes that are coming out of your local jurisdictions are corporate statutes. They don't affect you, and you must not consent. Even your silence is your consenting. So we're at a time now where you need to catch up on what we were all denied in school, and that's the facts of how our government really operates. So I want to move forward on the water issue, because really this is horrific. I also want to recommend that everyone read or go to this website. There have been many whistleblowers on the EPA, and one well-known whistleblower was Dr. David Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. He wrote a book called Science for Sale. Again, remembering everything is doing business, it's all commerce. So, of course, science is for sale. Whatever will benefit the advancing of corporate profits is what has occurred. This is UN Agenda 21. This is whatever you want to call it. These are how, through executive orders, everything is advancing in the United States. So Dr. David Lewis, the book is Science for Sale. You can also listen to his conversations on Liberty Beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N, Liberty Beacon, then type in David Lewis, and you'll find out about the shocking truths of not only the EPA, but the Center for Disease Control. We need to understand we have been seized by a corporate stranglehold, and we must become aware of this. Our voting now is part of an illusion to make us think that we have representation, and we do not. It's also extremely important to understand that the bar attorneys have been involved in the system of the corporate government. In fact, there's a very important book I recommend everybody read by a retired judge, and the book is called The U.S. Constitution and the Matrix. Excuse me, it's The Matrix and the U.S. Constitution by retired Judge Dale. There's also another book that he wrote. It's called The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. Again, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. These are free downloads from StopTheCrime.net. But it's also important to know there have been many whistleblowers along the line and over the years that have been attempting to tell us this. Most recently is Karen Hudas, H-U-D-A-S, that is a whistleblower. That's actually H-U-D-E-S, Karen Hudas, H-U-D-E-S. And she was the former World Bank attorney. And she exposes the bankers and the bar. And she talks about the fact that the system was set up, it's a corporate government, and the bar attorneys have been behind it. And who profits from the and protects this corporate system? The bar attorneys do. And who conceals the truth about the private corporate government? The bar attorneys do. So I would recommend everyone understanding how we have been seized and the different levels of seizure. But I want to get back to the water, because without water, we're going to find that the Wildlands Project that has actually been started many, many years ago is going to come into fruition sooner than we all realize. The Wildlands Project, of course, is a map of the United States that shows where people will be relocated. This really is the Hunger Games. And I can't underscore that enough. I would also recommend that everybody watch this movie. I would watch the documentary, The Iron Mountain Report. Now, that was put together by a Christian organization. I think it's very relevant to what we're seeing occurring now. And the fact that the entire sustainability movement based on the need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions was all created. It's, of course, false science. And this is also a lie that has been permeated through society now. It's becoming almost a global reality that we all must reduce our CO2 emissions. So if we continue to accept these political false agendas, and we can certainly also, I want to mention, most important are the grants and the that are loans and bribes that all of our local cities are accepting from the government. The grants further the agendas of this corporate system. You can go on to your city's website and take a look at all of the grants that they have accepted, which again, not only impoverish your city's coffers, but force them into being beholden to this corporate structure that is coming down very quickly. But getting to the water, I found it alarming to find out that the scarcity has, of course, all been planned. We know that. It's been planned through the control of the weather, particularly where, as you said, Dr. Stan, the states that are in drought, this is, of course, a controlled and intended drought. But they talk about the challenge of water scarcity. They say that scarcity is the most visible driver of demand for investment in the water sector.
Hold the thought, Deborah. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I understand, and the first, what Deborah is saying is just amazing. It couldn't be true. But ladies and gentlemen, it is true because the media is controlled and your reality is controlled. And you need to go to the website. You need to get the book that Deborah suggests. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it tells you who's really running America. And then, of course, the book, The New Media Monopoly, shows how they control the media and they control your reality. So right ahead, Deborah.
Okay, so we're talking about the conglomerates investing in the U.S. water market. And I'm going to read out of this report. It says, while we have seen peaks of hype and overhype, which unfortunately cloud the landscape, the fundamentals of the sector of water are attractive and provide solid long-term opportunities and alluring return potential, return, making money. They go on to say water is a standalone sector for investment and was essentially unrecognized. There were only a few institutional pioneers, such as John Dickerson with his Summit Global Fund and T-Bone Pickett, one of the largest and most established water funds. Says, over the past few years, we have seen a tremendous increase in investment interest in all levels for water. The number of water-specific funds has risen dramatically, and prominent individuals such as T. Boone Pickens have jumped into the sector. Additionally, on the adventure of private equity side, we have seen more and more people searching for the next hot deal. They're searching for the next hot deal. They are privatizing and grabbing the water. And then I'll continue reading. There is an intrinsic appeal to investing in water, as pointed out by Gary Miller, senior water president in engineering, construction, and consulting. He attests that the very core basic human component to investing in water, which makes it a stable, long-term investment. Now, I want to tell you what else this report divulges. It talks about placing the right engineers in the water agencies, because they say that the engineers guide the and create the requirements along with the EPA that force our local water agencies to comply with this seizure to privatize the water. This is within our local water agencies, and it is happening now. I would recommend that you go and attend one of your local water agency meetings, because without water, you will not live where you are living now. Here in California, this groundwater management and watering plan is intended to meter all wells on all rural residential properties. This is coming to your state. You are being seized, and you are being seized by the EPA rule regulations and restrictions. This is all planned. Congress has been in the dark. They don't recognize the government that they believe that they are representing at all. And if they do, they would be the last to tell you the facts of this corporate structure. They'll leak it out, and they'll be surprised when, in fact, it's right in front of all of our eyes in resolutions. Again, Senate Report 93549, all the documents that I've been talking about. And what we're seeing, they're saying in these water reports that desalinization is going to be highly profitable, and they want to push water treatment plants. They want to treat the water, create the scarcity, which will create the crisis. They tell us that with this crisis, there's profitability. They say scarcity is a function of supply and demand. They tell us this, the challenge of water scarcity. Scarcity is the most visible driver of demand for investment in the water sector. They go on to say that Governor Schwarzenegger's declaration of a drought in California in June of 2008, the water shortages in Atlanta, and the draining of Lake Mead, the spread of the Dust Bowl conditions in the Midwest, all have added to the sense of crisis surrounding America's water resources. Again, the sense of crisis. They have put us into a crisis, and they're saying that as a result of this crisis, we will hand over the private, the public water rights that our nation has had. We have over 50,000 water agencies. They go on to tell us that that is one of the stumbling blocks to seizing the water supply in the country, and that's why they're seizing on the crisis. That's why they're the EPA is managing and requiring our water agencies to literally go bust on all of these sustainable requirements. And again, working in conjunction with the engineers that are set up by this corporate agenda to lead us into a box canyon of which there's no way to get out. So I can only say it's most important that we understand this. Our water is being taken. It's being privatized by the World Bank, by Rothschild. In fact, again, you can type in Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is jumping into the water business. You can do searches out of Israel. You'll find that they are jumping into the water business. Start looking for yourselves to understand the enormity of what we face. And I'm going to say this. It's most important to watch this YouTube. It's called Psy War, PSYWAR, Psy War. Understand that also the Center of Disease Control is behind the whole global warming hoax. They're telling us that if we don't reduce our CO2 emissions, there will be increasing health problems, including death, and they go through the list of asthma and all of the degrading health conditions, cancer, so forth, that we're seeing as a nation, unless we reduce our CO2 emissions and prevent climate change. We know this is all a hoax. These are all corporate agendas. We're living in a virtual reality now. And in fact, in these documents, they talk about virtual water. This was rather shocking, but it relates to Northern California.
We're out of time, Deborah. Thank you so much. Talk to you again real soon.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I hope that you understand that we live in a make-believe world. We go to the polls every 4 years, and we elect a president, but he is simply an agent of those people who control the corporate structure of the United States. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We have enough Shadows of Power by James Perloff, Ted Flynn's book. You need to get it to understand who's really running America, as we're heading into the final stages before they totally destroy the infrastructure of this nation. Well, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain its network of stations, for 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we inform the American people what's going on. We'd love to hear from you. We do need your financial help. And you can reach us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get the books and DVDs and tape 4-CD sets that we offer. And we offer 4-CD sets on all sorts of items which you need to know about. And simply, if you'd like a free catalog, give us a call. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and there's a list of all of the books and other items which you need to understand so that you can help us get the information out. But the average American just wants to live and enjoy life, and unfortunately, you're not going to be allowed to. They are going to destroy society as we know it. They believe there are too many people in the world. They intend to eliminate the vast majority of them. If you don't believe that, you need to go to my article on the population control agenda. Population control agenda, you can get it on your search engine. You can get it on my website. It's 10 years old.